"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
What am I doing here? There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. What I can't remember it. Anyway, I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family, not a joke.
Last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone. I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
That fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baccaria.
What? President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay.
Please, please.
Here's John and Ken.
You know, I have a yearly pass to Bidenville.
You do?
Yes.
What is that? That's like Disneyland?
Huh? Yes. I get
free admission every time?
I get free oatmeal if I show up at breakfast.
What was today's soup, do you know?
Today's soup of the day was...
French onion? I like French onion.
No, it was split pea.
Oh, I don't like split pea. My mother used to make big, big freaking pots of split pea soup.
No.
Because of Lent?
Right, yes.
No, you know, meat, so she would make this big pea soup.
I hated that.
And then she would make lentils too.
Oh, lentil soup is my favorite.
Yeah, she would make that too sometimes.
My mother would try the fish on Fridays thing.
Oh, we always did that.
Oh, wow.
Because my mother believed that Friday should really not be a meat day.
I put a stop to that.
You did?
Oh, fish.
We had fish sticks.
Fish sticks. They'd stink up the house. I'd come through the front door and the whole house would reek of fish. It's like, whoa, geez, stop. No, no, no. I'm changing religions. Who worships the cow?
Coming up
Fridays.
In the next segment, we're going to have you sing for a gas card. How's that sound? That $100 gas card today will be given away. Our three-judge panel will pick the... I don't know whether or not... You think it'll be just the best performance or maybe something comic? I don't know.
I don't know. We're going to have to make it up as we go along. It's maybe it'll be something touching.
It's Deborah Mark's idea. It's only get 30 seconds. So, yeah. But if you do not sing, we're moving on. You have to sing.
You have to sing right away. You have to jump right and give us 30 seconds. We don't care what genre it is. Okay.
Now, this is the fourth time we've explained this, but I'm sure when we actually put calls on the air.
No, it'll go right in the toilet.
Ken, maybe you need to sing as a way of explaining it.
No, I'm not going to
sing. Please don't open that door.
It doesn't like it when I do that. Here's why we're in Bidenville.
Sing an ABBA medley or something.
Once again, the White House had to walk back something that Joe said today because it led to some confusion. The word conflate. Anyway, he was talking to the press today and he was asked a question concerning Title 42. Title 42 is a border measure instituted by the Trump administration. In 2020, it's kind of like a public health order. It allows the border authorities to rapidly deport people suspected of illegally entering the country because of our public health problem with COVID-19. Okay? You understand that?
Yeah.
That's what Title 42 is. It's in the news because the Biden administration's going to let that expire. So all these people that were turned away because of Title 42 can't be turned away anymore because of Title 42. The reporter is asking about whether or not the Biden administration might change its mind and keep Title 42 in place past its supposed May expiration, okay? Do we have that established? That's what they're asking. Here's what happened. The audio, please.
On Title 42, sir, are you considering delaying lifting Title 42?
No, what I'm considering is continuing to hear from my first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department. Because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where if, in fact, it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that we'd be able to do that. But there has been no decision
on
extending Title 42.
Okay, so let's just tell you what happened there and the word conflate. If you listen to that, and it's pretty clear, he's not talking about Title 42, which I just explained in detail. He's talking about the mask mandate on the planes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no.
We're going to play it again so you can understand the problem here.
There's no scientist to hear from on Title 42. That's just keeping out immigrants during a health emergency. You want to hear from the scientists, or he does, as to whether the mask mandates are necessary on the planes considering the current state of COVID.
Now, I don't know what order this question was asked, but I have a feeling before they turned him around and faced him in the right direction to walk out for this press conference, that someone said, they're going to ask you about the mask mandate on the planes. Mention the CDC, and we're still looking into it. So when this reporter shot up with Title 42, I think he just went into auto mode. But he mentions Title 42 in the answer. Let's play it again.
On Title 42,
well, we don't need this part.
Are you considering delaying lifting Title 42?
No, what I'm considering is continuing to hear from first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department.
Well, there's no appeal.
Because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where if, in fact, it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that we'd be able to do that. But there has been no decision on extending Title 42.
No, there's no court case on Title 42.
There's a court case on the mask mandate. About the mask mandate.
You want to hear from the scientists on the mask mandate if it's necessary. You want to keep the power to reinstate the mask mandate. You know, they don't want the whole thing blown up in court. But he thought it was a Title 42 question, and he went back to talk about Title 42 in the middle of the answer. Kind of swerved in between both stories.
He did, because he knew both would probably come up. And they're kind of connected in that the CDC, and why the CDC wants this to happen, this appeal, is they want to keep their powers with Title 42 and the mask mandate, that they're able to put out these rules.
Right, but they're two different areas of law. They're two different problems. One is migration at the border. One is masks on planes. One is a court case. One isn't.
Right. So apparently later in the day, the White House press office put out a clarification.
Okay.
A written statement that claimed the president misspoke and meant to comment only about the mask mandate.
But that's him. That's his brain.
Even though he was asked about Title 42, he only wanted to talk about the mask mandate.
Right. And then he swerved into Title 42 again. And then swerved out.
Which tells you he doesn't know anything that's going on.
It's a very, very tired brain.
Like I said, I think he's briefed, he's prepped, and they have an idea the questions are coming, and he just conflates everything in his head. Because he doesn't really know. He doesn't really follow this that closely.
No, he can't follow a question.
No.
He can't
just go put me on my bicycle in Delaware. That's all I want to do is get on my bike, ride around the neighborhood and smile. Are there bikes in Bidenville? Did you see any?
Well, there's like adult tricycles, like the one Garcetti used to ride.
Safety, right. You put on little helmets?
Which is going to be my favorite picture of the whole Garcetti era.
He was on? Yeah.
I sometimes show it to people. I keep a copy on my phone.
So explain that again. He's on a tricycle?
He's on a tricycle. It was for that stupid Ciclavia.
Yeah, but why is he on a tricycle? Why was that?
And he's got a helmet on? And
I know. I remember that picture, but I don't know why he did that.
These are a few of my favorite things.
He's not capable of riding a two-wheel bike?
I guess not, no. So he's on this.
Is that really the true story?
He's on this oversized tricycle.
No, I remember that, but
he looks a little, you know.
Yes, it looks like there might be some disabilities.
Yes, that's right. It's exactly what he looks like.
To put it politely.
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. Our phone number for purposes of giving away the $100 gas card is 1-800-520-1534. It's Deborah Mark's idea, and we approved it. We're not going to try to leave this all on you.
No, we can't dump it on her.
We approved it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that you were okay with people singing.
Well,
that shocked me.
I'm hoping it's bad.
You've really become much softer, and I think it's the female influence next to you. Or in the next room, wherever she is.
I'm far, far away.
She's nothing but a TV image today.
How far away is she? I mean, literally, four doors?
No, she's two doors down across the hall.
Two doors down across the hall, okay.
It's like we're on Zoom, Ken. I see John and I see Eric, and they see me. And we can all see each other at the same time.
Right, but to explain to people, it used to be there was a window.
We used to look at live bodies through the window, yeah.
Right, now you have to look at the
and
monitors.
Now it looks like the microphones carry sound into studios even when they're turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So no one is visiting one another right now because nobody wants our private conversations broadcast anywhere.
Deborah and I couldn't see each other beforehand, though, so that's
true.
New.
That's true because of the angle, right?
Yeah, we can only speak in the hallway now.
Right, but I've been hearing John's chair squeak during the breaks.
Well, that's the problem. That's right. I can't talk because you'd hear him.
And your coughing fits are hysterical.
Sure, yeah.
I miss the old days. Because it's like 90% of the time, as soon as the mic goes off, it goes...
You know, you make fun of people with disabilities. It's just not your finest look.
All right. Your chance for the gas card is next.
I have issues.
We know.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
This is going to be your chance to win the $100 gas card here at KFI. It happens at this hour on our show. It happens at 9 a.m. on Handle, 11 a.m. with Gary and Shannon, and one more chance in the 7 o'clock hour with Tim Conway Jr. on KFI.
We are going to take your calls. Now, Eric, you're going to have to direct this.
Yes.
Okay, because I can't see any calls come in. I can't put them on the air. Can't take them off the air. Can't identify them. So you're in charge.
We can
here.
All blame Eric.
That's
here.
Right. Yes. Listen, we're going to blame Deborah for her singing contest idea and blame Eric for the execution. 3-1, what's the number?
1-800-520-1534.
Sure, that number. Yes. You call in and you sing. With 30 seconds to sing. Sing about whatever you want.
Yeah, you could sing a pop hit, you could sing a musical hit, or you could sing begging.
Right.
It's what Deborah thought of.
You could create your own song.
Or you could sing praising.
You could do opera, you could do country, you could do rock and roll, we don't care.
But if you don't sing, you're being ejected.
That's right. Immediately, Eric. Okay? Just
yeah,
Eric. Hit the
all right.
Hit the eject button, and they go right down below. All right, so you go ahead.
All right, you're first charge. Up, we got Steve.
Steve, are you there?
Long, long time ago, and I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. How's that?
That's pretty good.
It wasn't 30 seconds, but
he doesn't have to take 30 seconds.
I'm a man before my time. So. Okay.
It always helps that we can figure out the song. That was American Pie.
Very good.
Well, you knew that too.
All right, get this guy.
All right, well, Steve's. What did you think, Deborah Mark? Or
I liked it. Yeah, not bad.
It was just kind of an intimate, soft.
It was kind of slow and slow, but yeah.
All right, Eric, go ahead. Try another one here.
All right, next up we got Lori.
Tampa, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when you're on the radio. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you guys. Please don't take my KFI away.
Oh, now I like that.
Well, that. Really? Yeah. You took a classic song and turned it into a suck-up.
That's right.
We like the suck-up.
That's right.
You guys are great. You make me laugh driving home all the time.
All right. Well, put her on hold, but that's a strong second. Look at this. It's going well, Deborah Mark.
Yeah.
All right. Who's our third person?
All right. Last but not least, we got Jordan.
Hello there. This is a story about my car. I don't get some gas card, I won't go far. Hey, John and Ken, you make me grin. I need some gas so it'll all begin. Ooh, Deborah, give me some gas so I don't lose my ass. Ooh, John and Ken, KFI, I want to win. This is a story about...
That's a long 30 seconds.
That was the most originally wrote his own lyrics.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And he put in praise.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We love the praise.
Well, and a bit of begging. It was kind of both.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm voting for Jordan.
You're going for Jordan?
I am, because I just thought that he really... I wouldn't say his voice was great, but he probably... The most original, and he combined everything.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say it. The complete package was there.
What are you? What are you guys voting?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you. The other two were good though.
They were. Number two is really good too.
I would have picked Lori if we hadn't had Jordan. Oh, Jordan's the winner.
Woo!
Look at that.
Bring him back on, or
Eric, you ran that well. Jordan, you there?
I'm here.
All right,
you win. You get the $100.
Hey, I love KFI.
You did a good job putting together a little tune that was begging and praising.
That's right. You covered all the bases in 30 seconds.
And you put the word ass in there. And... that was extra creative touch. Well, all right. Well, you hang on the line. Let me get your information so you can get the $100 gas card.
There you go.
All right,
hopefully he'll get a whole tank out of that $100.
So good job, Deborah Mark.
Well, thank you,
pretty
Ken.
Well.
Yeah,
we might try
fun.
It again. I can't say that I'm opposed to it, although I thought John was the one that was going to raise hell over
No. I just don't like children singing.
Oh, that is right. And he like children, and he doesn't like children in TV shows. And
Wait, who doesn't like your
like
kids didn't sing?
I tried to discourage
him. He didn't like the kid groups. Like, you didn't like the Osmonds or what, the Jackson 5?
Jackson
or
5.
The
Partridge Family?
Partridge Family, no.
He didn't like any of those.
John Cassidy?
No.
No.
Donnie and Marie?
No.
You know what his favorite would be, Deborah Mark?
What?
We go back to, It's a Hard Knock Life.
Oh,
It's
Annie.
A Hard Knock Life.
What is that?
It's Annie. It's a musical Annie.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I hate it.
Which I think Jay-Z put in a rap song, so I hear it every now and then.
No, you know, when I was growing up, Annie was big on Broadway, and there were Annie commercials on TV about every 15 minutes, and it was her belting out Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I love you
and
tomorrow.
I once ran in front of a bus. I just...
Can you see Deborah Mark singing that song?
Oh, you know what?
Looking out the window.
I was in some kind of... competition. I don't know, talent competition. And I believe I sang that song one time. That was the very first musical I went to.
Yeah, you know what? That figures. You would be belting out tomorrow.
I would.
There you go.
And Hard Knock Life.
My least favorite song in the history of music.
There's something so wrong with you, John Cobalt.
I know.
We got more coming up.
Oh, did Jordan call back? Yeah, Jordan called back. He'd hung up, so he called back.
We got him back. Yeah, okay. He deserves his $100. You know, yesterday around this time, a story popped up in the New York Post, and it was a long article by Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is the British guy that fancies himself a big talk star. Anyway, he's been a longtime buddy of Trump because he appeared on the first Celebrity Apprentice show, so he got a chance to interview former President Donald Trump. Now, we went over the column. Now, this is important because I read the entire column as we were on the air, and he said that we spent 75 minutes together. One of the things that happened right away is the Trump people handed Piers Morgan this list of objections that Trump has to what Piers Morgan said about him over the last couple of years, particularly since the 2020 election. That set off contentious times between the two during this interview.
Because Trump doesn't give up on the 2020 election nonsense, and Morgan keeps calling him out, saying there's no evidence, you're crazy.
So what happened later in the day, and we're going to play it for you, a promo went out because this interview will not air until April 25th. And where is it showing up? It's Piers Morgan Uncensored. But he shared a clip on his Twitter account. Here's what it sounded like.
Okay, Piers, I'm ready.
A former president in denial.
I'll be completely straight with you to your face.
I think I'm a very honest man. Much more honest than you, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a free and fair election. You lost.
Only a fool would think
you think I'm a fool?
I do now, yeah.
With
excuse
respect.
Me.
Okay, with respect, the legislature haven't produced the hard evidence.
Excuse me.
The most explosive interview of the year.
I don't think you're real.
It's, I realize I'm not like...
Very dishonest. Let's finish up the interview.
Morgan versus
Turn
Trump.
Turn the camera off. Very dishonest.
So the progressive media, as I watched this happen unfold last night on many websites, went to town with the headline, Trump walks out on interview with Piers Morgan. But is that really what happened?
No. Well, no, because...
We spent 75 minutes together.
It was supposed to be a 20-minute interview.
Right. They spent 75 minutes together. They did have the back-and-forth arguments, and apparently Trump said something near the end, turned the camera off, but the way that was edited would lead you to believe that that happened early on and he stormed off the set. Doesn't it sound like that?
Yeah, it did.
That was the intention to get you to listen. That was to watch it.
That was, well, yeah, that, because Piers Morgan is a hype clown. That's what he is. He's always involved in these like fake, ridiculous controversies. He's trying to get attention. It's two narcissists butting heads.
Yeah,
and
right
they both play off each other. They both feed each other.
Now, right now I'm watching the actual 30-second video that came with what we just played on the air. And it's a quick cut back and forth between their faces, the most explosive interview of the year. And it's a real close-up. And yeah, Trump just said, turn that camera off. But and he is standing up and walking away, but I think it was over.
Is there any possible way to get Trump to stop about the election? There's like two things I don't want to hear anymore is about a rigged election and about the January 6th insurrection. I don't want to hear about either one of those things ever by anyone. Is that all they're going to do?
The only thing I can think of
God.
Is, remember how, and I know you're not going to relate to this because it's a completely different topic, but Trump just, you know, built that wall when he ran in 2016, that wall.
Yeah.
And there was a strong base for that. He thinks there's a strong base for the election being stolen. He does.
Those people,
and he believes that's at least going to give him his first step up into being a factor in 24.
If he thinks that, then you know he's Looney Tunes. He already has those people. Anybody who buys into this election being rigged without any evidence is already voting for him, all right?
Well, then the only other explanation is that he wants to get even because he's bitter.
He lost the middle in the last election. He lost too much of the middle because he was acting crazy. He's got to get those people back. You don't get them back by acting more crazy. I mean, you've got to research what happened. Why did I lose? He came really close. It really was probably less than 100,000 votes that would have switched in three states, would have given him the Electoral College victory. So he actually doesn't need to change that many minds. But he lost in places where he won before because people got tired of his nonsense. So stop doing that. But he's not capable of that.
Well, it's still only 2022. If he starts running next year, because next year, believe it or not, is when we're going to start to see these people out there actively running for president. Do you think he'll bring this up with every rally? I don't know that he does that now. I know he's had some rallies,
I don't know. He doesn't do things based on rational thought. I don't know.
He's very stream of consciousness when he does these rallies. He just talks about what hits him.
There's a lot of stuff I like, but I can't stand this election thing. It's just garbage. It's nonsense. He's not going to convince anybody new. See, because I believe in running campaigns to win. And if you have a loser of an issue, get off it.
I mean, I think the border wall was a winner of an issue. And,
border wall was a winner of an issue. You got Biden letting in literally millions of people. If I was him, I'd be doing all my rallies at the border.
Yeah, you know, he should go back to that subject because it really is true. We mentioned earlier in the show, we haven't seen numbers like this since the year 2000.
Go stand in
22 years and look at the number of migrants pushing in and when this Article 42 expires next month, that number could double.
He ought to be talking about the price of gas being $6. That's what he ought to do. That's what everybody I know is talking about. That the price of gas, the price of housing.
Yeah, I know.
You rarely get a time where you have such issues that are really in people's kitchens, right? They call them kitchen table issues.
Right.
It's the price of everything is ridiculous. Grocery prices, gas prices, which means travel and vacation prices. And Biden is totally in charge for this whole mess. There was no inflation under Trump. Now you have buckets and buckets of inflation that look like it's not going to solve anytime soon. Run on that. Run on the border. I mean, come on.
So come 2024... Biden will be approaching 82 years old, and the other story that popped up this week concerning the 24 election is that Bernie Sanders is open to the idea of running if Joe Biden doesn't. And Bernie Sanders, by the way, will be 83 on Election Day. 2024.
Are we trapped in some kind of a...
what
is this? Were we all kidnapped and taken to another dimension where we're going to watch all these old fools get older and older and more senile and everything gets replayed again and again and again?
All right. We got more coming up.
Jesus. Biden's run three times. This is going to be Trump's third time. This would be Sanders' third time. Stop. Go home. John and Ken.
Big story this afternoon. And no, this is not The Onion. This is not satire here on the John and Ken Show. This is the truth. L.A. County is going to make you wear a mask if you go to LAX. Not on the plane, because that's not their territory, but when you walk around the terminal.
They have no sense of how stupid they are, which I find fascinating.
Well,
they have no, like, none of us would implement that policy, right? All of us would see the absurdity that you don't need the mask on the plane, but you need it in the airport. Absurdity that the virus stops at the airplane entrance.
Well, they have better air circulation on the plane, as you pointed out.
And that the virus doesn't exist in all the other public spaces we go to here in Los Angeles now, right? All the shopping malls and the theaters, restaurants, right? The virus doesn't exist, but it only exists in the airport up until the plane.
All right, so this is one of the viral stories of the day. We're going to play some audio on. If you were to get on a plane, and I wouldn't call this an altercation, but let's just say it got to the point where another passenger decided he had enough of you and decided to bop you. If that person was Mike Tyson, wouldn't you be terrified? Even at his age, I'm sure his punch is not pretty. Tyson was on a Florida-bound plane out of San Francisco. It looks like he got on the plane. Another passenger recognized him. They actually took a selfie. They got along. And then the chatty guy would not stop talking. Tyson had enough and apparently attacked him. Here is part of the audio of what happened.
Your boss, my boss. This is George talking to Mike Tyson, bro. This is crazy, bro. Mike Tyson.
dog done got lit, man. He over here rapping with Tyson. Mike Tyson trying to give us some shrooms. You don't know how to act. Tyson looking out, man. This shit crazy as
f***. He should have never gave you his money.
These are just passengers talking.
Kind of a plane was this?
This is JetBlue.
Hey.
There we go.
Mike, come on. Let's go stop back.
Let's lose the JetBlue, net flight. My boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson. Turn that way. Yeah, he got f***ed up.
Yeah, that's who's on the planes these days.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of the virus. I'm afraid of this crowd.
The passenger posed for a picture with a sort of blood on his forehead and some bruises. Where Tyson, he's actually got a ripped shirt, too. I can see that on his left shoulder. He did get medical attention. And you heard one guy say, my boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson. The reports are that this passenger was really wasted.
And just annoying him?
Yeah, he wouldn't stop talking to him. Some people said he was provoking him. I don't know what exactly he was saying to Tyson, but he would not quit. You still can't punch somebody over that, but...
Nah, I don't know.
Well, he's somebody's charged with assault.
He's been in prison for worse. See, Tyson's not afraid of that stuff.
No.
You see that? I mean, why would you take on a guy who has that tattoo on his face?
Is it still there? What is that tattoo?
Last time I saw it, it's still there, right?
It's still there.
It's still there, yeah.
No.
I don't know. To me, that's a sign. Keep out. Stay away. Don't feed that animal.
He's 55 years old, and in case you don't know, he's been a lot involved in cannabis for years, and he's launching a cannabis country, company.
Yeah, plus he's stoned.
With a wrestler named Ric Flair. Yeah, I think he's been a...
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, if you're going to mess up Mike Tyson's vibe on 420, you kind of deserve to get punched.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was 420, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was coming back from some event.
No, can you imagine how much crap Mike Tyson has to deal with all the time? All these wise guys...
I would think it's funny to...
To mess around with him, poke at him.
That's probably the case.
Yeah. Every drunk jackass.
It says here, the passenger is seen chatting animatedly behind Tyson's seat. And, of course, everybody whipped out their phones, right? Was this while they were in the air? Because you can't... Well, I guess you can stand
up. It was before takeoff.
Oh, it was before takeoff.
No, people who can't shut up on an airplane, yeah, that should be an option.
Right.
You punch him in the face.
That audio was courtesy TMZ, just so we're clear on TMZ Sports, was it, Eric? TMZ Sports?
Someone was talking to me. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's TMZ.
Yeah.
Well, some branch of TMZ.
Yeah, it was from TMZ.
All right. We got Conway in here now.
All right. How's that? Is that working?
We don't know.
Testing. Hello.
Yeah.
You're on, Conway.
I got to adjust the mic here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some boom in it here. How about that? All right. And headphones. Okay, now I can hear you. Oh, wow, that's loud. Oh, that's nice. It works, right? Ding dong.
Everything sort of works.
That's great, man. All right, we have Steve Gregory coming on. I know you guys are big fans of Steve Gregory. It's the video the Metro LA doesn't want you to see. A montage of crimes, mostly from last year, but crimes committed on the subway and light rail.
Yes.
They don't want you to see that. Gas card giveaway at 7:05 or so. Prescott Niles will be coming on with us, you know, from the Knack. You guys probably remember the Knack, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool deal. And then we also have Garcetti, may not have touched this, but we'll get into it, unveils a proposed $11.8 billion budget. And there's still millions of homeless guys running around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a bigger budget than most states. Or some states.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, right. it's 4 million.
And then good news for Orange County. If you live in Orange County, the median home price has topped $1 million. The average house of a...
Really?
The average house in Orange County is now $1 million. Wow. Right. That's unbelievable.
There's going to be a whole generation of people that'll never own a house.
Oh, yeah, I know. I feel horrible for them, right? You're just starting. You got a, you know, like a wife and or a husband kids.
Not a state to plan your future in.
It's not very good at all. And also, there's a recall of 772,000 air fryers. Do you guys have an air? Ken, do you have an air fryer? I bet you do.
No, I'm not even sure what it is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you have one, John?
No, I'm not, I don't know what it is either.
Wow. All right. Well, never mind.
You sorry, guys have, buddy.
Do you have toasters?
No, toasters antiquated. You can ask me next if I have a record player
or a piano. Do you guys play 8-track on the way home?
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, all right. Here we go, Dig Dog. Let's go.
You in the new studio? Exciting.
Yes.
Conway.
Here we go.
And Mike Crozier. KFI.
Yeah, bring it on.
KSTHD2 Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.